us, we're gonna try to do basically the opposite of what Ron does. This could get wacky quickly, but we'll go there. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah, so why don't you start something and we're gonna compliment you something.
Okay.
I don't know. That's why it gets a little wacky too, but some balance of those. I mean, one thing that stuck out to me is you were playing a bunch of kind of short, funky, syncopated things. Nobody played anything long at first, so you know that could be kind of interesting. Or you know, if you were being really rhythmic, somebody could have been done something at a time. Or I mean, we weren't even going into harmonic stuff that you could do, but you know, you were doing some things that were kind of leapy, and maybe someone else would do something. You know, you never know. But those are things that, depending on which way a soloist is going in, just straight ahead playing. Wow, that bus is really loud. Depending on which way a soloist is going in even playing over a tune, think about if you want to go with them or against them, because both can be interesting. For totally different reasons. I mean, Bill Evans Trio, actually, we were just saying, that's a great example of that. Sometimes Bill goes off on his thing, and Paul Motion just kind of fills it. It's like a negative space thing. I don't really understand how he does it, but he's listening for phrasing, and he's just kind of pushing against it, or kind of setting up something else. And so it's like, you know, it's like kind of this rotating thing.
Wish I knew.
Me too.
Wish I understood.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
just kinda like, yeah,
well, but
exactly.
You know, a lot of it is just real. It's strong roots in, you know, the straight ahead bop stuff, but then just kind of displaced in a way, and you know, a lot of it is kind of subtracting things. Okay, this is what I would usually do to go with them, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do something against. Very, very strange. You know, I'll have to listen to Bill Evans.
That's the drummer you're talking about.
Paul Motion. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, actually, I mean, Scott LaFaro. Yeah, there's stuff there too.
No worries.
I mean, Scalafara would do some interesting things with range. I mean, he'd jump all over the base at different times, and so sometimes occupy this register, and then if he heard something that jumped this way, then he'd go this way, and it's just this whole kind of amorphous thing. But then it's also, you know, who's leading, who's following, when. It's sometimes really ambiguous, and that's fun too. So, anyways, we'll talk about that a little bit more sometime. But let's play a tune. How about let's see, what did we end with last time? Oh, here's the.
We ended with Up in the
East. Yeah, why don't we start with that this time?
Wow.
What is it?
It's
awesome. I mean, it's
just
a
32 bar. So I think you'll recognize.
Did you do lead on that?
Yeah.
You want to do lead on it?
Oh, do lead. Okay.
Or do the melody.
Yeah, do the melody.